Report: Don Lemon released without bail after arrest. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 30, 2026. Former CNN host Don Lemon was reportedly released from custody without bail after he was arrested for live-streaming anti-ICE protesters who stormed a Minnesota church, according to multiple reports. Matt Finn, a national correspondent for the Fox News Channel, revealed in a post on X that Lemon is free, no bail. Breaking: Don Lemon is free, no bail, Finn wrote in a post on X per producer in the courtroom. TMZ reported that Lemon was released without bail, and that he said he looks forward to vindication at trial. Lemon was released without bail. He says he looks forward to vindication at trial. Prior to addressing the media, Lemon appeared in court where a judge decided he could go without having to post bail while his federal case plays out. Lemon wore a crisp, all-white suit, waving and smiling at supporters, and winking at his husband at one point. Along with being ordered to appear at a court in Minnesota on Monday, the judge also allowed Lemon to travel outside of the United States to France over the summer on a boating trip with friends, so long as the trip doesn't conflict with the court's schedule, according to the outlet. Breitbart News's John Nolte reported that Lowell issued a statement on Friday explaining that Lemon had been taken into custody by federal agents last night in Los Angeles, where he was covering the Grammy Awards. Don has been a journalist for 30 years, and his constitutionally protected work in Minneapolis was no different than what he has always done, Lowell said. The First Amendment exists to protect journalists whose role it is to shine light on the truth and hold those in power accountable. Lemon's arrest comes after he live-streamed a group of anti-ICE protesters storming into City's church in St. Paul during church services. During Lemon's live stream, he clarified that he was not part of the group and that he was just there photographing. Lemon also explained that the protesters had found out that one of the pastors at the church also worked for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE.